This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to China from Sunday for a meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal shared details about the upcoming visit of the Foreign Secretary.
The upcoming visit of China of the Foreign Secretary, you would have seen that this visit is going to happen on 26th, 27th of January. Foreign Secretary will be meeting his counterpart, the Vice Minister, in China, where all issues of bilateral interest will be discussed. This meeting flows from the understanding that the leaders reached in Kazan. And subsequent to that, we've had meetings of the special representatives, and we've had Foreign Minister level meeting as well. But all issues of mutual interest will be discussed.
On a query on illegal immigration, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is against illegal immigration, especially because it is linked to several forms of organized crime. He said not just in the United States, but anywhere in the world, if the Indian nationals are overstaying or they are in a country without proper documentation, the government of India will take them back, provided documents are shared with the MEA to verify their nationality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet the NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Programme cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A programme has been organised at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today flagged off the Battlefield Surveillance System, Sanjay, in New Delhi. This surveillance system will enhance battlefield transparency and transform the future battlefield as it is equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and cutting-edge analytics. It will be inducted in the Indian Army in three phases, starting from March this year. According to the Defence Ministry, it proves to be a force multiplier in intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. Its induction will be a big leap towards data and network centricity in the Indian Army. Sanjay has been indigenously and jointly developed by the Indian Army and Bharat Electronics Limited. It will be the key attraction during the upcoming Republic Day parade on Kartavya Path. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today highlighted that biometric authentication is a promising innovation which not only minimizes impersonation and multiple voting, but also ensures that votes cast belong to the rightful owner. He made these remarks while delivering the valedictory address at the concluding session of the two-day international conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar mentioned that India has also started the exercise of collecting biometrics of voters and the process is ongoing. He underlined that remote voting is revolutionary as this technology enables citizens to cast their votes from anywhere, breaking down the traditional barriers for marginalized groups, including persons with disabilities, elderly persons, and those residing abroad. The Delhi Declaration 2025 was adopted by election management bodies, forming a working group to address social media, AI, and cybersecurity issues. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. Our correspondent reports, senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is scheduled to address a public rally in Baljit Nagar of Patel Nagar constituency this evening. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today held a rally in Mangolpuri. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will conduct road shows in Najafgarh, Uttam Nagar and Dwarka constituencies. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to hold a mega rally in Madipur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that the Indonesian President's participation as the chief guest at the India's 76th Republic Day celebrations will be a fitting tribute to the cherished friendship between the two countries. He acknowledged President Prabowo's guidance and positive sentiments for the development of our multifaceted bilateral ties. And with that, we end this news bulletin.